Let's look at why cookie cutter marketing presentations don't work for coaches. If you're out there delivering a cookie cutter presentation that loads of other coaches are delivering all over the world, that's been sold to you by some international organisation that promises if you'll just get this presentation in front of enough people, you'll succeed, they are lying to you. Cookie cutter presentations don't work because they're generic. And as consumers, we don't hear the generic. We only hear what is specifically relevant to us. Think about it. If you're scrolling through Facebook on your phone, you stop at things that are of interest to you. You don't even see the things that aren't. And so anything that has hundreds of coaches all over the world delivering it is not going to come up trumps for you. It's not going to provide you with what you're looking for, which is the holy grail for coaches, and that is a pipeline of inquiries from people who want to work with you. How much should a coach charge for a coaching session? That's a great question, isn't it? It's one of the things that strikes fear and angst into the hearts of even the most experienced coach. Because how do you find a price that you find acceptable and also people would be willing to pay for a coaching session or a series of coaching sessions? The answer to that question is probably not unsurprisingly that it depends on your target audience. If you do the ideal client work properly, you will know exactly what that kind of client is prepared to pay for a coaching session. You'll know what is too high, but you'll also know what is too low, because depending on who your target audience is, depends on their, no, sorry, not depends, will dictate their level of commitment. For example, if they perceive your price to be way too cheap, they'll be suspicious. And if it's way too expensive, well, they won't want to work with you in the first place.